We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The heat is on. John Hitchcock is with us at the National Weather Service this morning. John, boy, the next few days look pretty darn hot. How high will it get?
Well, good morning, Susan. And today is going to be a pretty warm day. We'll have highs in the mid-90s or mid-80s with heat index around 90, but that's nothing compared to Friday and Saturday. We expect highs to reach the lower 90s away from the lakeshore both days, and humidity will be even worse, so the heat index is going to rise into the upper 90s to low 100s in many areas and even up to around 105 in Niagara and Orleans County. That's where the worst of it will be, and we have an excessive heat watch in effect for Friday through Saturday in Niagara and Orleans County. Not to say it won't be hot elsewhere, but that's where the worst conditions will be.
Wow. Okay, so Friday, Saturday, the big days. But is that necessarily the end of it? Sunday, do we start a cool down, or is it still going to be hot?
It will still be pretty warm and very humid on Sunday. Not quite as bad as Friday and Saturday, but still well into the 80s with high humidity Sunday. And then the cold front comes through Sunday night, and that's going to offer plenty of relief as we get into early next week. We should have highs in the 70s for several days, Monday through the middle of next week. So we have a 2 to 3 day heat wave on the way.
What's driving this heat wave, John?
Well, there's been a lot of heat and humidity building in the central and southern part of the U.S. in the last few weeks, and that's building northward into the Great Lakes for at least a few days. So at least we only have it for a few days as opposed to a much longer period like many other parts of the country. But this is about as humid as we can get. The humidity is the big issue. And Friday night, the lows are only going to reach the mid-70s at best. And when we string together several very warm days with a very warm night in between, that can increase the risk of heat-related illness to those that don't have access to air conditioning, especially the elderly and the very young.
Yeah, that's something to watch out for. You kind of mentioned some of the other areas also dealing with this heat. It's a big portion of the country. What's the reasoning behind this, such a widespread heat wave?
Well, we've got a very strong ridge of high pressure building in the central U.S., and that will expand to the East Coast, and that's spreading the heat and humidity across a big chunk of the country. We do see this, and it is the warmest part of the year, so this isn't all that uncommon. And fortunately for us, it only lasts for a few days.
How about the overnight lows? You were kind of indicating they're going to be pretty warm.
Yeah, Friday night's going to be the worst, only in the mid-70s, and very, very humid Friday night. So that offers very little relief to those without air conditioning. And that's when we can run into problems with especially the elderly and the very young that just can't get away from the heat for several days in a row. So I know the city in many areas are opening cooling centers. If you can get to one of those, if you don't have air conditioning, even just getting out of the heat for a few hours each day will help your body to kind of reset and recover from being exposed to the heat.
You mentioned still going to be hot and very humid at times on Sunday. Do we break out of this heat at any time soon? Not that we should be, complaining too much about the warm weather, but when does real relief happen?
Sunday night, a cold front comes through the area throughout the Great Lakes, and that'll produce showers and thunderstorms and also bring in somewhat cooler and much less humid air by Monday. So we're back in the 70s for highs on Monday with lower humidity.
Does the lake offer any relief for us over the next couple of days?
It will to some extent. There will be a southwest wind off Lake Erie both Friday and Saturday. So downtown Buffalo and Canal Side and areas right on the lake shore will be somewhat cooler, but still well into the 80s with a heat index in the mid-90s, even at the lake shore. So still hot at the lake shore, but a little better than areas inland.
What's more fun or more challenging for you to track? Is it the summer months in this heat or all the snow we love to talk with you about during the winter?
Oh, definitely the winter weather. That's a bigger challenge for us.
All right. And, you hear that phrase, it's not the heat, it's the humidity, but in this case, it's both, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it's going to be pretty hot, and the humidity is really the big thing with this, because when it's very humid, the sweat that your body produces doesn't evaporate very quickly, and that prevents your body from cooling.
I'm assuming you have AC at the National Weather Service?
Yes, we do. Yeah, we're very comfortable here in our building.
Okay, well, hopefully you stay comfortable over the next few days. John, thanks so much. It's John Hitchcock at the National Weather Service joining us talking about the heat wave over the next few days.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.